From the worn-out pants of the Kohanim and from their belts, from those they would make the wicks that were used by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva for these menorahs that would light. So Kiveger brings Tosas that asks, even worn-out clothing of Kohanim, one is not allowed to have benefit from, if not for the Avodah itself, and there's a din of Me'ila by it, it's usher to have benefit from it. So Tosas answers, since it's the cover of the carbon that they were lighting, that's considered for the tzorach of the carbon, and therefore that's not a problem of me'ila. They're not having any different type of benefit, because really it's for the tzorach of the carbon, so it's not a problem. So that's why they're allowed to use even the worn-out garments of the Kohanim. Uvehem hayu madlikin, and from them they would light. V'lo hayu chatzar b'Yerushalayim she'ena me'ira mi'or beis ha'shoeva, and there was no courtyard in Yerushalayim that wasn't lit from the light of the beis ha'shoeva, because the menorahs, like we said, the rabrings were 50 amas. The Yerushalmi, I believe, said that there were 100 amas. And besides that, the Har HaBayis was also very high, so the light would spread out throughout the whole city, the Rav explains.